Hello, friends. This is our continuation of the Adventures in Identification series, and we're working on meditations on identification. We have dealt with an introductory program, which had a number of screen freezes, but since I completed it, I'm letting it go through. And then the second program, which dealt with being everywhere, one of the fundamental requirements for establishing harmlessness, interestingly enough. And then this program will be on the one and the many. It's a problem that has to be solved by all, but especially by those on the third ray, spiritually speaking, monadically speaking, because the third ray is the ray of diversification, of multiplicity. And because of this tendency to be involved in the many and to see all things in multiplicity, the third ray is directly related to the factor of illusion, because that's what, from one perspective, illusion is. It's a registration of multiplicity without being able to see the unity, which relates and unites the members of the multiplicity. So the fact of experience at this level of what I call prakritic immersion, immersion in matter, which we experience as a human being, at this level we are subject constantly to multiplicity, and we have to work our way into the realization of unity, and that takes a long time. And once we have achieved the realization of unity, which is promoted largely by the second aspect of divinity, we have to work our way into the appreciation of oneness and the one. I think that even though the term isolated unity has the word unity in it, it's about appreciation of all things as one, the registration of all things as one. Our consciousness is captivated by multiplicity, by the sense of difference. And of course, in the world of illusion, the world of actuality, which is divinely designed, multiplicity is a fact. It's an actual fact in consciousness. It's an actuality. It's not a reality, if we use the word reality in a technically correct manner. So, some of us, you know, we're faced with multiplicity. We have been faced for many lives with multiplicity. We just take it for granted as if that's just how things are. That's how the world is. Many, many things. The world's so full of a number of things. And whether, you know, it's thousands or millions or billions that are registered within our consciousness according to our elevation, the elevation of that consciousness, the multiplicity reigns preeminent. And the ability to sense the oneness which unites the multiplicity is a rare and high achievement for the human being at his present stage of evolution. So this little reflection on the one and the many hopefully will give us a growing sense of the one that unites all, because all of this variety has arisen or gone forth from as emanations of the what the Tibetan calls the one infinite being. And before that, from the universal logos, the one infinite being is itself an extension or emanation, the universal logos is itself an extension or emanation of the one infinite being. So we have to learn how to resolve variety into interconnected unity, and that interconnected unity into the one, so that the whole may be seen as one. This is the gift, I think, of the Shiva eye. This is what is at least partially achieved at the third degree and continues to be more intensely achieved as initiatory status rises. Isolated unity at the fifth degree and states unnamed but far more unitive and embracing of the one in initiations following the fifth. One may speculate, probably with accuracy. So let us tune in, including the heart, on our essence. We are the essential substance. We are the being. We are being itself. We spend a few moments trying to realize being, the being we are. Not all the many attributes and qualities we may have, but the beingness from which they have all arisen, and to which essentially they can all be reduced. We are together in being, as being. We are animated by the will to be, in a way the will to realize the beingness which we forever are. So all of us meditating together are as one interpenetrating consciousness, and we are as one being in that respect, identical with each other as being. It's so elusive, you know, it sometimes registers and slips away and re-registers. But we want a consciousness which is capable of registering continuity of being, not intermittent being, alternating between the spell of multiplicity and the realization of being. We want something else. The one thing we all share is being. There are differences between us, among us, when it comes to quality and attribute. But being is what we share, and being is what we are. And if we cast our inner eye over the world, our environment, our expanding environment, the world, the earth, we just have so many discrete, distinct registrations. There's such a multitude of distinct registrations. They're all different, they seem to be. They're all distinct from one another. The people we know, all distinct from one another. The orders of nature, the different kingdoms, the different types of atoms, all distinct, identifiable as distinct from one another, an amazing multiplicity of entities and states. Just cast your inner eye over this vast panorama of multiple beings, multiple states, and realize the multiplicity in which we are habitually immersed without even giving it much thought. Difference everywhere, at all times. But is it possible that all this apparent distinction, which seems like just how things are, the most natural thing, is really an illusion, hiding a unitary essence, a one. Can we find the common denominator in all this multiplicity? Can we really find it, detect it, register it? Which would mean that any item in the multiplicity could not escape being essentially that one. Let us think of one all pervading essence substance, which has no variety in it whatsoever. It's the the absolute homogeneity. It is svabhavat, the self becoming one. But it is one, and only one. And if it is registered in consciousness, it becomes a one. It's impossible to register a zero. So anything registered becomes unitary. But it is the most embracing of all registrations. Nothing, no thing, can escape it. So just imagine anything, anything, wherever, and resolve it into the One, by whatever means you may choose. Dissolve it, resolve it into the One. You can even say to yourself, one, one, one. As you look at anything, all these many are not only related to the One, they are this homogeneous One. That's what they all have in common. Anything. You can take before your mind's eye two very different things. Let's say an elephant in a car. Qualitatively, entirely different. But essentially, externalizations of the One. And so, identical, beyond the realm of aspect, attribute, quality, identical. Take a couple of things. Take whatever perceptions, two at a time, and see, register their identicality as the One essence, substance, source. And if it helps to transparentize, render transparent these two, do so. And resolve them into the same substance. Until you feel their sameness in your heart. It is the detection of the substratum. Quality, in this case, attribute, aspect, makes no difference. It's the homogeneity we're after. the invariability. Just take many things together. And realize that these many, are but one thing. Resolve them and feel the resolution. Take the whole world of millions and billions and trillions of distinctions. And find a way to hide all difference and blot out all form. As Rule 9 tells us, the detectable, pervading, all being one is ever here, ready to receive the many, to see the many returned in essence to it. Expand beyond the planet into the planets and the solar system and the many solar systems undetected by normal knowledge, the galaxies and family of galaxies and the entire starry host and all the dimensions which admit of registration. Uncountable variety, which can be felt as one. The one which they all have in common, and the one which they all are. So we say to ourselves meaningfully, the many are the one. The many are the one. The many are the one. The one is the many. The one is the many. The one is the many. Let nothing escape the One. Let nothing escape being the One. There is an overpowering oneness, not only uniting all things, but being all things. It's almost as if when we relate to anything or converse with anyone, we should not do it before we have realized the sameness which we are, the One which we are, and in that sense of the One which is us, we can carry on our relating. Because there is wisdom in knowing the One that is the many, the One that unites all things and is all things. And then in the world of illusion, we can rightly relate according to the purpose of the sphere in which we are the actor. Relative we. We have to adhere fast to the One, merge with it, and more than that, be it. And then we can act rightly within the registration of the many, which we cannot escape forever. Shankara, most mysterious, is Maya, and eternal, forever, without end. But carry the One with you all the time, being it, and seek the continuity of the One. Continuity of oneness until no impression of multiplicity can disturb it, and the Sun of Oneness shines with uninterrupted persistence. Identification is realization plus esoteric experience plus absorption into the whole, absorption into the one. The fundamental clarifier of all confusion, bewilderment in the worlds of multiplicity. I met my old teacher when he was 75. I'm not quite there yet, but he knew the one and was the one. And that was the most valuable impartation I've ever received from a being in the world. At least along the line of being. The many are the one. The one is the many. So practice it. Doing all the necessary things in the world of multiplicity, but ever attempt to realize their resolution into the all-pervading one. Om. Okay, friends, as I said, these little meditations are a seed. They can be practiced. You can adapt them. But carry the will to realization with you through all circumstances. And don't let the circumstances captivate you. That doesn't mean we don't act intelligently and correctly in them. But they do not captivate the consciousness as real. They are simply illusory actualities which have come forth from that which we are, come forth from the one which we are. The many are the one. The one is the many. Until this just resounds in your heart, and maybe, you know, the heart and the head, it requires a heart. Even the monad is a heart, 12-fold. Okay, I will, relative I, will be back. The I that I am can't go anywhere. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere at all. But anyway, in common language, I'll be back with another theme for meditation on identification in this series of adventures in identification. See you soon.